Vilma Martinez thought she had a full-time job raising 5 boys. For 10 years, she was out of the workforce. Then came welfare reform. Vilma says she now needs 2 jobs to make ends meet.
I'm not getting money. I'm not getting money grants. I'm not getting food stamps. Just medical assistance and some help with daycare.
Vilma misses the food stamps. Feeding 5 boys is expensive. She earns a little more than the minimum wage. The average wage for the more than 11,000 Minnesotans who have moved from welfare to work is just over $7 an hour. Because of the strong economy, workers are scarce, and many employers are eager to give welfare recipients a chance. Fargo-Moorhead-based Shields Sporting Goods has hired several people from welfare roles. Company CEO Steve Shields says giving those people jobs has little to do with charity.
Because of the economy, employers in this town are paying above the minimum wage now to get people if they think they're the type of person who will bring something to their company. We're not hiring these people because we feel sorry for them. We hire them because we need them and we think they'll bring something to our company.
Shields says workers start near minimum wage. He says he realizes that's not enough to support a family. But he says someone who works hard could be earning $9 an hour within a year. Duke Shemp directs the People Escaping Poverty Project in Moorhead. He supports the idea of putting people to work, but worries as soon as they get a job, they will be considered a success and forgotten. Shemp says welfare recipients have complained to him they want to pursue a career but are told they must take the first job available and not wait for the one they want.
The change in the whole emphasis on work as being the success is so narrow-minded. It's too narrow of a focus. It needs to be broader. We need to figure out how to get people out of poverty and how do we give people enough training, enough opportunity so they can move up and out of those lower wage jobs and really succeed.
Joe Peterson says that should be a natural progression. Peterson supervises social workers in Clay County. He says federal welfare reform has put pressure on states to get people working. States can lose federal funding if they don't show a reduction in welfare caseloads. Peterson says it's important to remember the first job is a stepping stone to something better.
We don't expect the first job that our recipients get is going to make them self-sufficient. That would be really unrealistic. But building that base, building that good work habits, punctuality, getting along with coworkers, and a solid work history is going to make it much easier to get promoted to the next job.
But MFIP clients, like Vilma Martinez, wonder if there is a good paying job in their future, or just an endless succession of jobs that don't pay the bills. And Vilma worries about failing at her other job, parenting.
Now that I work, it makes me feel a whole lot better. I feel really proud, and I know my kids do too, but then you stop and think if it's really worth it because of your kids. You know, you're losing time that you had with them before, and I think to my boys that really affected them when I went back to work because they were used to having me with them.
Harvey Stalwick says Vilma's dilemma raises an important question.
What is the working mother thinking about when she's on that fairly demeaning job? I'm demeaned as a worker. I'm also being demeaned as a parent. Who am I? I think are very legitimate questions.
Harvey Stalwick heads the social work department at Concordia College in Moorhead. He says Minnesota has done a good job of providing supports, including daycare and transportation, that help get people working and then help keep them there. But he questions the effect on children. Stalwick says the early evidence shows a disturbing downside to the welfare-to-work movement.
I'm talking about parenting. I'm talking about the effect on children. I'm talking about the increase of mental illness and emotional disturbance and many other delaying characteristics that are now beginning to show up in terms of young children who are being raised by very tired single parents.
Stalwick hopes politicians will see MFIP as a good first step. But he says it may be years before it's possible to tell if it promotes social justice or creates an underclass living in perennial poverty. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.